All right, Julie, on the phone with us, we have Adria Green. She is the regional director for the National Bar Association, specifically Region 11, which is Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. She has her hands busy, particularly with voter registration around this time. So how are you doing, Adria?
I'm doing very well. Good morning. Thank you for having
me. Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys are going to be in the Miami Gardens area this Saturday, November 2nd, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex, and it's all about voter registration. Tell us about it.
That's right. We are coming to town for the National Bar Association. It's having our 30th annual Wiley A. Branton Issue Symposium in Miami this week. So we will be down there talking about voting rights and all sorts of other issues, including gender equity and all a variety of issues. And one of the things that I wanted to do as regional director was to make sure that we get out into the community. And through our members, we were connected with the city of Miami Gardens, and they are engaged in ongoing work to register voters, particularly at this time as there's a lot in the news about restoration of voting rights for persons previously convicted of felony. So we will be at the community center meeting with folks one-on-one. You'll have an opportunity to meet with a volunteer attorney for free to talk about any voting rights concerns or any other illegal issues that you would like to discuss. We are happy to be out there and get to talk to the community one-on-one.
That's great. Now, why do you think that people are not registered?
Well, that's a good question. There are a lot of different reasons. I think some of it is just confusion. There can be quite a bit of confusion about the rules, the forms, the different documentation that you need to have. And we will definitely be addressing that on site. In fact, we're partnering with the Advancement Project, and they will have staff members to really help check over your application and make sure that you filled it out correctly if you have any questions, as well as particularly targeting young people. I think a lot of younger people or people who haven't voted in a while maybe are just, not in the loop as to what's going on.
What do you need to register to vote? What are the basics? If somebody wants to come out and register, what should they have with them?
Well, they should have the application form. And again, I'm a Georgia resident, so I'm not a Florida resident, but you need to have a registration form. And I believe you need to have proof of residence. So that could be a utility bill, it could be an ID, it could be a number of different formats. But we will certainly address all of that on site with people on Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. So again, it's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. and it's going to be at the Betty T. Ferguson. That's 32nd and 199th. For the folks who don't know, in Miami Gardens, you will have the chance to speak with attorneys for free. You'll have the chance to get registered to vote. Again, we thank you, Adria Green, the regional director for the National Bar Association, Region 11, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. So we're going to have lots of attorneys on hand that can help folks if they want to get registered to vote.
Great. Thank you so much. And we'll see you on Saturday.